I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, May 12th, 2014, to order. And we will open with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day and for all things, especially thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you grant us wisdom this day as we make decisions, that we will make the correct decisions, Lord, that are directed by you. We ask this in the name of thy Son. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you will say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 339602 through 339644, warrants 5990 through 5992, and two journal entries, transfers for postage.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve checks number 339602 through 339644, warrants 5990 through 5992, and two journal entries for postage. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report. That's clear. We have all received that from our county auditor via email. Do you gentlemen have any questions or thoughts regarding what he sent us? Mr. Finley, good morning. Just mentioned that we had received the emails that you had sent us and had asked if there were any comments or remarks from the commission. There were not. Do you have some comments and report for us this morning?
No, I think probably it's about where we expect it to be. I think probably we'll like it better next month because it will include our sales tax, which is up this month.
And our sales tax, if I'm not mistaken, was up a tremendous amount compared to the month a year ago.
It's
I know it fluctuates wildly, but overall for the year, we are now up, what, close to 3%?
I think something like that.
Compared to where we were last year at this time. We did as much as we were 20-some percent down last month. I think we were, what, 36% or something?
Yeah, 34%. Yeah. That has to do with the reporting.
I have other thoughts about that reporting from the state, but I'm not going to offer them.
Okay. Some of the businesses report monthly, some of the businesses report quarterly, some of them report semi-annually, and so on. And that's part of the reason it's hard to track that.
I guess that's a very nice comment. Yep. Gentlemen, any questions at all? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Previous meeting minutes? Regular minutes?
Motion for approval of regular minutes of April 10th, and 28th, May 1st, and May the 5th. You want to do those separate from executive? Or?
Yes.
All right.
Second.
Motion's made
with corrections.
With corrections.
Motion's made and second to approve previous minutes dated April 10th and 28th, May 1st, and May 5th with corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. How about the executive session minutes?
Motion for approval of the executive session minutes April the 28th A, 28th B, and May the 1st.
Danny, is that with corrections?
Yes.
Second.
Motion is made and second to approve executive session minutes dated April 28A, 28B, and May 1st. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Biosolids. Gentlemen, we have gone through this, studied this, heard comments about this. And after due consideration regarding the request to have the addition of the silo added, it's my recommendation that the county assume the full cost of the silo as requested out of county sales tax funds, and that we move forward with this project. And this also is, if I'm not mistaken, a time-sensitive issue, as we were so informed a couple of weeks ago.
Motion for approval of improvement of the biosolids project. I don't have a number here for
the silo.
The silo.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, we're currently in the process of moving towards that, so there will be a fixed number that will be assigned to that. So we're really approving moving forward with the project as presented to us. We had received an amount estimate, but we're in the process of determining what that exact amount's going to be.
I was looking for an identification number, not a cost number.
I would just call it an addition to the biosolids project. It would be the addition of the silo.
Okay.
Travis, could you come join us for just a moment? Maybe you could better define that than a way that I have just defined it for our record.
No, I think that's right. It's just the addition of a biosolids storage silo.
So moved is my motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to move forward with the silo to the cost of the county sales tax out of the county's portion of the county sales tax for the completion of this project and the addition of the project. Discussion. Do you have any additional comments, or John, do you have any, or Mike, anyone that would like to address this at all? This is really good.
I didn't mean that for a comment. I meant having no comment.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I believe absolutely that this is going to be a significant addition, and it's really going to make this a noteworthy project. We've talked about it countless times, as Jan knows, sitting back there. He probably knows more than most of us know about it, having written as much as she had about it. But I'm delighted that we're moving forward, and I believe in the right direction. Thank you all for coming. When I scheduled this, it was just really to see if we could evoke a motion in a second to move forward. But no other discussion. We'll move forward. University of Missouri Extension update, and I just received note that we could hold that back a few minutes. She'll probably be here just after 9:30. Let's move to funding agreements for the City of Branson. You all like to join us? John, I'll start with you, and then we can go to Mike if you like, but if I'm not mistaken, we have three funding agreements, all involve lift stations.
That is correct.
Known as lift station 19, 21, and 25.
That is correct.
These are also to, for everyone's edification, as a request from City of Branson's portion of the dollars that have been earmarked from the sales tax for capital improvements for incorporated areas.
That is correct, yes.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll just start with Lift Station 19. City of Branson, they have submitted a funding agreement specific to the city's Lift Station 19 feasibility project. It's in a design phase. Gravity sewer extension is what this funding agreement's looking at as far as the design work. If approved, this funding agreement will allow the city to proceed with requesting reimbursement of expenses related to the design phase portion of this project. This study will determine and design the best approach to take in eliminating lift station number 19 by constructing a gravity interceptor to it. The existing force main that currently serves the lift station was built by developers and was built pretty poorly, and has been an issue for the city regarding line breaks and other issues like that they'd like to correct. The elimination of this lift station is phase one of a multi-phase project for this area. The amount of the funding agreement being requested is $27,000. Do you have anything to add?
No, not unless you have questions.
For the record, then, let's label the first request as City's Lift Station Number 19 Upgrade Feasibility Project.
Does design phase should be added to that, because we'll have others probably come in on that. So
I think historically the evolution of these funding agreements and feasibility term got added in there, but probably a design phase would probably be better for this project.
Right.
Sometimes there are feasibility studies just to determine what options are available and what the best options are.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, the reason I say that is because of the cost, $27,000 on a feasibility study versus the design phase, which will come in later, so I approve the...
Kind of a combination, isn't it?
Actually, you're more accurate on design, because the engineer has drawn plans and working on the graphic design to that station.
Right. Part of the feasibility. So I'll make a motion to approve.
City lift station number 19 is presented.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the request from the City of Branson, known as City's Lift Station Number 19, as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Suti.
Okay, the next funding agreement is for Lift Station Number 21. It's an upgrade to the lift station by the addition of a pump. What the city's requesting through this funding agreement is to purchase a pump for the lift station, and this pump, once purchased, will be placed in the wet well. And then the remaining pumps that are in the wet well now individually will be taken out of the wet well and be rebuilt by the city using their own funds to rebuild the pumps. The city had an issue with this lift station that brought home the thought that it's good to have an additional pump in these stations, and Mr. Ray can further elaborate on that, what the city went through in that issue. But they are requesting that to use their portion of the sewer sales tax money to purchase this additional pump, and as stated, the pumps that are in the wet well now would be rebuilt, leaving the city an additional pump there for this station. The amount of this funding agreement is $66,222. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, this is a little bit out of the ordinary for us. We usually bring a lift station upgrade to you for this funding. But last summer, we did have a situation where we were preparing to rebuild one of the existing pumps that was scheduled, and the other pump failed. So we were limping along on a pump that needed to be rebuilt, and while we had the other pump out being repaired, the other one went down, and we had to bring in some rental pumping, diesel pumping equipment to set outside the station to get us through an emergency situation. We did an additional pump in our Cooper Creek influent pump a few years ago. We didn't run it through a funding agreement, but we added a spare pump there, so where we can rotate those pumps out. And we always have a firm number of pumps online and available. And that's what we'll do at this station. It's such a critical station, right on Fall Creek next to Lake Tincomo. And a spill there would be very serious. So it's our decision to add a third pump to this station, and we'll rotate those out. And as John said, we'll always have two pumps there while we're having one rebuilt.
One of the issues, I believe, with the City of Branson, I'm not seeing this with some of the other areas, is the time it takes to get these pumps repaired. Once they send these back to the manufacturer or to a repair shop, is to get parts, and the time it takes to purchase a new pump, and for it to arrive could be a matter of several weeks. I don't know the reason for it, but I know that the other entities are experiencing the same thing.
The pump that we did last summer, it took 4 weeks under an emergency situation to get that pump rebuilt. It had a broken shaft, but they were able to put it together sooner than we expected. We were looking at 6 weeks.
A specific design on the pump that's being taken out and replaced that could be used in other locations?
It can only be used at that location.
Only at that location because of the size and everything.
The size and the horsepower and the head conditions are made for that station.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion for approval of this request. I'm going to have some questions about in the future on, just as you mentioned, on Cooper Creek as far as you making the replacement yourself with, I guess, user fees or whatever, but... But as far as this from here, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion for approval.
For number 21?
Yeah, pump station 21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the request for lift station number 21 as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. John?
Okay, this third request is specific to the city's lift station number 25 construction upgrade project. If approved, this funding agreement will allow the city to proceed with requesting the reimbursement of expenses related to constructing the upgrades identified in the design phase portion of this project. The city had went through a funding agreement for this design phase. That was one of the funding agreements that was affected by the termination date issue, and I believe it's like last week or the week before that we finally approved it. So, but this is the construction phase portion of that project. This project includes the replacement of the existing lift station with a modern, more reliable submersible pump configuration. Also includes the construction of a larger wet well that will increase the capacity of the lift station and allow for a third pump to be installed in the future. This amount, the amount being requested through this funding agreement is $435,965, which is based on a bid from McClanahan Construction to perform this work.
So you've been through the bid process and this will be a total construction project, probably hopefully without any change orders. And what area is this?
This station is located at the entrance of the Welk Resort, just across the road from Port Royal. There's a Smith & Lovelace lift station there right now. It's been in service. We've had that station in service since 1986. It's been relocated from one area to this location. It's served its purpose. The submersible station will be much more reliable. It also has a new generator, natural gas generator there on the side, larger wet well for detention time. Some muscle pumps. It's a complete upgrade to bring it up to standard.
So it's been in operation since 86, you said?
The equipment that's there now has been in operation since 86. It's been in this location since the early 90s.
Yeah, I'll make a motion for approval of lift station number 25. Is that what you said?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve request for lift station number 25 is presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. we could stand in recess just for a few minutes, and we'll give University Extension people time to get here.